Hello, I'm Sasha Keogh with the latest news, sports and weather. Luxembourg's Chamber of Deputies has approved the EU's Digital Services Act, or DSA, aiming to create a safer online space despite opposition concerns over free speech restrictions. Under the new law, Luxembourg's Competition Authority will monitor national digital platforms and collaborate with EU-wide DSA coordinators. For large platforms with over 45 million users, the European Commission will directly enforce content regulations. The bill passed with 55 votes in favour and 5 against, with all opposition coming from the ADR faction. The Chamber also passed a landmark reform to its adoption law, expanding rights to single people, unmarried and registered couples, the first update to modern family dynamics since 1989. A house fire in Wiltz early this morning has forced 7 residents to relocate. Several fire brigades were deployed to the scene. While nobody sustained injuries in the blaze, the mayor of Wiltz confirmed that the 7 people living in the building had to be relocated, with municipal authorities providing assistance. In other news, EU chief Ursula von der Leyen has warned that US President Donald Trump's sweeping new tariffs are a major blow to the world economy. She vowed Brussels was prepared to respond, saying the EU is now preparing for further countermeasures to protect its interests and businesses if negotiations fail. Trump has triggered global outrage and market turmoil by imposing sweeping new tariffs, including a 20% levy on EU and 54% on Chinese goods, declaring it Liberation Day and hailing the move as a bold step towards economic independence. NATO foreign ministers are meeting in Brussels today. Luxembourg's foreign minister Xavier Bettel and his counterparts will press Secretary of State Marco Rubio to lay out Washington's plans for NATO and Ukraine. But his first visit to the alliance risks being overshadowed by the growing trade war. Denmark's prime minister is aiming to shore up a united front with Greenland during a visit to the autonomous territory today. Tensions between the United States and Denmark have soared since Trump has said repeatedly he wanted to take control of the resource-rich Arctic island for security reasons. And a Luxair flight from Milan to Luxembourg City made an emergency landing in Geneva on Monday due to an engine oil leak, the airline has confirmed. This clarification came 2 days after initially describing the unscheduled landing only as a precautionary measure. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with cycling, American Nielsen Paulus has won the Across Flanders Cobbles Classic, beating Wout van Aert and his Visma team. The ecstatic Paulus told reporters it was the win of his life at the finish line as he celebrated with his teammates. And in football, Stuttgart is in the final of the German Cup after winning against RB Leipzig 3-1 yesterday. They will face Arminia Bielefeld in the final in Berlin on May 24th. In the Coupe de France, the final will see Paris Saint-Germain taking on Reims after they beat Cannes 2-1 in the semi-final yesterday. And Liverpool moved closer to the Premier League title with a 1-0 win against Everton, while Manchester City beat Leicester 2-0 to bolster their bid to reach the Champions League.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
It's a beautiful spring-like and sunny day. We can expect the sun out on the horizon the whole day with no rain or strong wind gusts. Temperatures are expected to rise from 7 to 8 degrees in the morning to highs of 18 to 19 degrees in the afternoon.